Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out a happy Friday to the coast and the Yukon. Gritty Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK, coffee cursing through my veins, and I'm ready to face the day. I hope you are too, sharing my excitement with all who listen. And on the phone with me this morning, our own KYUK News Director, Anna Rose MacArthur. Good morning, Anna Rose. How are you today?
Good morning, Grady. Spring has arrived on the Kuskokwim River, and so has breakup. Ice in front of the community of Nikolai went out on Monday, and before that, over the weekend, ice in Crooked Creek, the waterway that gives the village of Crooked Creek its name, also went out. And to hear more about how breakup is progressing in the upriver, I'm joined by Crooked Creek Tribal Transportation Director Tim Zakar. Tim, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And, Tim, how does the river look this morning in front of Crooked Creek?
It's looking pretty dangerous right now.
Pretty dangerous? What does that mean? What are the current conditions?
Well, the ice is starting to look a little darker, and the sides are no longer connected to the beach, so they're getting pretty deep.
Mm-hmm. And what are the ice conditions currently on the tundra surrounding the river currently?
The ice conditions on the tundra, I don't understand that question.
Oh, on the snow. Sorry, I misspoke there.
The snow conditions are snow is pretty much melted here, except for, there's some on the hills yet.
Mm-hmm.
A few little patches here
and
there.
And do you know how thick the ice is on the river? I don't know if anyone's been able to measure that.
No, I don't know the thickness of the ice right now.
Are people still able to travel? You said it's looking pretty dangerous out there. Are people still taking snow machines or four-wheelers on the river?
I haven't seen anybody traveling for a couple of days now.
And considering that the ice at Nikolai already went out, what's your prediction on when the ice will move in front of Crooked Creek?
I think it's going to move soon. I'm not going to place any bets, but I'd say within a couple of days.
And will you tell me about, did you see the ice go out on Crooked Creek, the actual waterway?
Yeah, it went out in the nighttime, and there's probably still more ice up there, but a lot came out.
Mm-hmm. And is it currently still flowing?
It's there's no more ice coming down now, but I'm pretty sure there's ice jams further up.
And the river ice was so thick this year, and cooperation between communities so strong that the longest ice road ever was plowed, 355 miles along the river, and you helped plow that this year.
Well, it was good for the people here, to travel. The Aniak was taking a long time, even on a snow machine, so that really helped out with travel with the four-wheelers and snow machines and trucks and whatnot. But it was a good sign of what we can do to work together. And we had help from Donald and Gold, too, on that. And it was good.
Mm-hmm. And how is the community of Crooked Creek preparing for potential flooding this year during the breakup?
Well, the same way we do every year, you know, just get our stuff ready if, you know, we got stuff that needs to be picked up around the house, like, you know, anything around that could float away, you know, you put them up, or if your house is really in danger, you know, you could pack up all your stuff and move them to higher ground. These snow machines and stuff, you know, try to get them a little higher away from the potential high water. And our equipment at the shop here, we've been cleaning up down there and bringing all our equipment up the hill there, and pretty much about it.
And is there a central location in Crooked Creek where people could go to a building in case they have to leave their homes because of flooding?
Yeah, the school there is where we went, you know, in the 2011 flood. And, that seemed to work out pretty good.
And that 2011 flood, that was the most recent flood, I understand, that happened in Crooked Creek. Can you tell me about that? Do you remember when that occurred?
Yeah, that was a pretty bad flood. We lost 9 homes, and it took a long time to recover from that flood. And but we had a lot of help from, like, Donlin's Samaritan's Purse, and there was, you know, even people from downriver were sending up food and stuff, and from all over we had a lot of support. And it was a bad flood.
Mm-hmm. And you had to rebuild your house following that 2011 flood. With the flood also being predicted happening this year, is there anything you learned from that year that you are applying to this season?
Well, the houses are a lot higher now, and even the ABCP houses, they got flooded. They put those above the flood, you know, the flood plain there, and there we're just crossing our fingers and hoping it doesn't happen again.
Raven Air was serving Crooked Creek before it suspended services. How has the departure of Raven Air affected the community of Crooked Creek?
Well, we have Ryanair taking over now, so they picked up all the slack, and I'm not too sure about passenger travel right now because they never really took passengers before all this. But I think they're taking like one passenger at a time right now. And, yeah, that's about it for that.
And has Crooked Creek imposed travel restrictions to help prevent the spread of coronavirus to the community?
Well, you know, just the people that are coming, they need to, you know, make an arrangement with the council here just to, you know, let them know if they can come in, or not sure how that's going. But, and, you know, if they come from Acreage or out of the community, they've been having to self-quarantine and, you know, practice social distancing when they get back.
And breakup is, you know, it's starting upriver, it's moving downriver. You said already Crooked Creek is looking pretty dangerous out there on the ice. And, of course, that means that spring is coming. So, Tim, what are you looking forward to once the river clears?
Probably, you know, go out and get some wood and do some boat riding. Try to get some fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly be nice to get out on the river again. Well, Tim, is there anything else that would be good for us further downriver to know about breakup occurring at Crooked Creek?
Not that I can think of right now. I mean, you know, we had all that snow, but most of it melted within a few days from that rain. And now the water is just slowly rising, so it's, you know, it's not really coming up too fast here.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Tim Zakar is the Crooked Creek Tribal Transportation Director. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. And Grady, back to you.
Have an excellent morning, Anna Rose, and thank you for that interview. We're all waiting to see what happens on the river. And so stay safe, everyone. Travel is cautioned to be avoided on the river until, of course, the river opens up for boat travel. And stay safe. Leaves me just one thing left to say, and that's don't forget to be awesome. You know what? Before I say that, I'll say tune in at 1 p.m. I'm sorry, 2 p.m. today for a virtual town hall. The City of Bethel, along with KYUK, will be hosting a virtual town hall regarding taxi and cab information. So if you have an opinion about taxi rates, time limits, number of passengers, or the response the city and the taxi companies are making regarding COVID-19, tune in today at 2 to participate in the town hall virtual style right here on KYUK. That's at 2 p.m. on your source for news, information, community, and connection, KYUK 640 a.m. Now, the last thing I want to say is don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.